KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies in Atlantic and 3 degrees above zero. We look for it to be continued partly cloudy to cloudy and breezy today with a high of 20. South-southeast winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill as low as 15 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In area news, one person suffered non-life-threatening injuries after they were ejected from a vehicle during a three-car accident in Pottawatomie County Thursday morning. KETV in Omaha says the accident occurred at Highway 92 and Canoe Lane just east of Council Bluffs. Additional details are currently not available. Officials of the Creston Police Department report 41-year-old Michael James Wilson of Larmore was arrested Thursday at the Creston Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of burglary in the second degree and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Wilson was being held in the Union County Jail on an $11,000 cash-only bond. School administrators across Iowa and the nation, for that matter, are planning to enact one of two options with regard to federally mandated COVID-19 vaccinations. The mandate says businesses with 100 or more employees must ensure those employees are vaccinated or submit to weekly testing. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to receive oral arguments on whether or not to enforce the mandate. That would include most school districts, including Atlantic, Audubon, and Griswold. The Griswold School Board held a special meeting Thursday evening to discuss the matter. Atlantic will hold a meeting on Monday at noon to discuss their policy in the district central office at 1406 Southwest 7th Street. That meeting, by the way, will be streamed on YouTube with a link to be made available prior to the meeting. Atlantic's policy says employees must submit to the superintendent or their designee acceptable proof of vaccination status no later than January 10th, 2022. Beginning February 9th, 2022, any employees who are not fully vaccinated must submit proof of negative COVID-19 tests every 7 days. Audubon School District Superintendent Eric Traeger said the Audubon School Board will meet in a special session at 7 a.m. Monday to discuss the federal policy and their response.
And the School Board Association has provided us with some policy to put in place for that mandate. So Monday we're having a special session to put that policy in place, or for the board to discuss putting that policy in place.
Traeger says the situation is, of course, still very fluid and could very well change, but the deadline for having those policies in place, nevertheless, is Monday.
And so our plan is to go ahead and get those in place, and then if the Supreme Court would happen to put a stay in place, we will immediately suspend that policy pending the outcome with the Supreme Court.
If the High Court mandates, rather rules against the mandate, the Audubon School District will cancel Monday's meeting and take no action at all. Either way, Traeger said the timing here is not ideal.
We'd prefer to have a little more time and wait and see what the Supreme Court does with this. But, you know, as when the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals remove the stay, that was the deadline they gave us, so that's what we have to go with.
The Audubon School Board, he said, is not alone in having to act on the policy one way or another.
You know, I've been in contact with superintendents across Southwest Iowa, and I think it's pretty well unanimous that everybody's asking their board to get this policy in place, and then we'll take the next steps whenever the Supreme Court takes action.
And again, the Audubon School Board meeting takes place at 7 a.m. Monday, January 10th, in the boardroom at the Audubon High School. The Iowa Board of Regents will soon consider whether to make standardized test scores optional for admission at all three state schools. The Board of Regents will discuss the policy at its meeting in Urbandale next Wednesday. Testing requirements were temporarily paused in 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic, but this would be a permanent optional testing policy. If it's approved by the Board of Regents, it will still need final approval from the Iowa Administrative Rules Committee. An Eastern Iowa school district is adding a dual language program next fall that will have kindergartners learning English and Spanish. Corey Spees, principal at the Franklin Elementary School in Muscatine, said parents of kindergartners can sign them up for the program that will start in August, and it will extend to the following grade every school year.
It's just something that will continue to help our students overall in life with problem-solving skills, building leadership, self-confidence, and then strengthening that bond that exists between our schools and our community.
Becky Wichers, the Muscatine District's Director of Student Services, says the program will benefit kids who speak English at home, but especially those who speak Spanish at home.
It lets them be a leader in the classroom. And I think it really demonstrates the appreciation for our native speaking Spanish students and their families. And so I think culturally, it will really enhance that relationship.
The Muscatine Community School District already has a similar program for four-year-olds in preschool, but this will be the first time it's brought into the district's K-12 system. And the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs has announced its latest investments in building culturally vibrant communities and open a new opportunity for cities and regions seeking to be designated as an Iowa Great Place. The department awarded a total of $250,000 in strengthening communities grants, which will benefit seven rural Iowa communities, including Red Oak and Stanton. Montgomery County Family YMCA in Red Oak is receiving a $35,000 grant that will focus on the replacement of the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning units. The upgrades could help the YMCA save up to 20% in electrical costs. Stanton Friends, also known as the Stanton Viking Center in Stanton, is receiving a $10,000 grant for a project centered on the construction of an outdoor basketball court and a proposal brought forward by students and community members. The court will be located along the Greenbelt Walking Trail on Stanton's east side. You can read all about the five other grant awards and link through the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.